This week's spotlight is Dr. John Stadler, who currently holds the position of CEO of the Development Bank of Namibia. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Indeed.
So, John, tell us a bit about yourself.
I was born in Kommersdal in 1970 in a place called Spookiesdorp. I recall that we grew up in dusty streets, no electricity. Water was a challenge. But my mom and my dad, I must actually compliment them, always made sure that we felt safe and secure. So I cannot recall actually a moment that I didn't feel safe and secure. When I reflect on my childhood, I must say it's actually a very pleasant childhood.
Then, John, you like numbers. Where did your passion for numbers, or let's rather say economics, come from?
Angie, I actually started off studying psychology. Many people will not know that I have a degree in psychology. But after I graduated, then I got this opportunity to work for an NGO that focused on job creation. And I realized job creation and jobs are very important. If people don't have good jobs that give good income, it will lead to psychological stress. So that prompted me then to study economics. So I then shifted from psychology to economics. There was also a bit of luck because there was an opportunity to go and study economics abroad. Statistics came much later. So in my undergraduate and my postgraduate, obviously when you do your dissertation, you are confronted with statistics. And then I realized this statistics is very, very important. And until today, that's one of the things that are very passionate to me. Because what I see is that people, they will pronounce themselves on a lot of issues, but they don't have facts and statistics. And that is what drew me to statistics.
What are the two items on your bucket list that you plan to still accomplish?
We just keep one item. And I don't think I can accomplish it, but just for context, so I had this view when I became the CEO of the Development Bank. So let's put a man on the moon. And I like that song, We've Put a Man on the Moon. And there are two songs.
Yeah.
And about 4 weeks ago, I spoke to the staff of the Development Bank and said, to put a man on the moon, it's easy. The most important thing is, how can we improve relationships? So to improve interpersonal relationships at the workplace, beyond the workplace, it will take more than to put a man on the moon or a woman on the moon. So for me, I just have one thing that I hope I can support is to foster good relationships between people. At the workplace, there's what we call a trust deficit. If you look at globally, not just at Namibia, globally, people don't trust. If you look at politicians and electorate, they don't trust. If you look at a workplace, people don't trust the management and the CEO. So now the question is, how can we restore what I call a trust deficit? So one way to restore the trust deficit is to say, let's bring in transparency and accountability. And for me, if I can have a better relationship with my son today than yesterday, I will be happy. But also important for me is if I can be a better person tomorrow than I am today, then I will be happy. So I think we have to continuously self-reflect and say, how good are we and how good must we be? And if we can actually accept that we all fail and that you can always be a better person. So now how that better person will look like and how that good person will look like, well, that's up to people, society to judge. But what's important is that good person should be seen as honest, transparent, accountable.
Yeah, that's true. John, maybe you also could tell us, what is your motto in life?
I actually don't have a motto in life. So right now, my motto in life is my son. I call him Baby Boy.
Okay. And then Just a last question. As being the CEO of the Development Bank, what legacy would you want to leave and be remembered for in the future?
So what I'm telling my staff at the Development Bank is the Development Bank, the DNA is in the name of the bank. And let me contrast it to other banks. If you're a standard bank, you say, I'm standard. Standard. What does that mean? You say, I'm net bank, I'm net. I'm going to net. You say, let's echo, I'm going to let's echo. You say, for example, you are FNB, I'm first. So for the Development Bank, what I'm saying is the DNA should be in the name of the bank, Development Bank. So the purpose of the Development Bank is to support development. So now the question is, what does it mean to develop? So to develop, it's not only just to build a road from Windhoek to Okayuza, but to develop is also to touch the lives of people and to transform. So my legacy is to say, I want, after I leave the Development Bank, that we should have sustainable development and inclusive development. I want to roll out women products. Currently, I'm unhappy that less than 10% of the loan book of the Development Bank, youth less than 10%. So I say, let's bring in the young people and the women, but also let's bring in previously disadvantaged people, marginalized communities, people with disabilities. Let's have a Development Bank that will impact on inclusive, sustainable development.
John, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, and I wish you all the best.